Page 158. Read.
School lunches. Most people know that a hungry child can't learn well. The U.S. government has a national school lunch program to help. This program serves free or low-cost lunches to over 30 million children each school day. The lunches are usually hot-cooked meals. The program costs the federal government $8 billion per year. School districts also pay part of the cost. The program has been successful in some ways. It feeds millions of children safe food. However, some people are not satisfied. They think many of the lunches are not nutritious. Schools often serve foods like pizza, French fries, and hamburgers. These foods are high in fat, sugar, salt, carbohydrates, and cholesterol. They can make children gain too much weight. Overweight children have a bigger risk for health problems like type 2 diabetes. In 2004, 17.1% of U.S. children, or 12.5 million, were overweight. School districts and state governments are working together to pass laws to solve the problem. For example, California school districts have new rules for fat and sugar levels in foods and beverages. But healthy lunches are not enough. Schools also have to give students food that they will eat. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, school administrators ask students what they want in their lunch. Some of the students' answers are, food that tastes good, food that is good for me, food that is fresh and clean, international cuisine, food that tastes homemade, food that is not too expensive, food that is convenient and fast when I'm in a hurry. The new lunches should be nutritious, affordable, and appetizing. Then everyone will be happy. Some schools have new ideas to make school lunches healthy, affordable, and delicious. In the Chicago Public City Schools, three schools have organic gardens. They grow fruits and vegetables for the school lunches. Gardeners, students, and families help take care of the gardens. These schools also teach the community about healthy eating.